Assalamu alaikum, kids. Welcome to another brilliant episode of Pillows and Pajamas. I'm very, very happy to be here. And today, I'm going to read you a very, very nice story. It's actually one of my favorites. But first, I just have to look for my book. I think I misplaced it. Oh, nope. Here it is, my trusty Pillows and Pajamas book. I hope you enjoy the story. It's a great tale of Henna. Henna is the mother of Maryam al-Adhra. And as you know, Maryam alayhi salam, peace be upon her, was the mother of Jesus, or as we call him in Arabic, Isa alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now please listen carefully to this story. I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mothers are very important. And after my story, I'm sure you'll agree. Henna was a very good person. She always prayed and thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we always pray and think of Allah? I hope we do. She always wanted to be a mother. Henna was not able to have babies. That's quite sad. She always wished to have a baby, which is a dream for all women. Do you have any dreams that you wish will come true? She was always hurt when she saw another woman holding a baby. She had been married for a very long time, and Henna and her husband loved each other a lot. Henna had grown very old, and so had her husband, Imran, who was a very good man. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to test people and see how much they love Him. And if they love Him a lot, they'll be rewarded. Let's continue the story. Henna, after all these years, still had hope for a baby. She prayed to Allah every day for a miracle. She would always ask Allah to give her a baby boy who would be so special and always help Allah, just like the prophets did. Allah had accepted her prayers, and Henna was pregnant. And that, my dear, dear friends, is why it's so important to have a good connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Henna's heart was full of happiness and hope. The biggest surprise was that her husband Imran died when she was pregnant with her baby. She was very sad and lonely for a short while. Soon enough, Allah answered her prayers and she had a baby. So that brought a lot of happiness to her after that sadness. But instead of a boy, she had a gorgeous baby girl. Henna was so happy and she prayed that even though she had a baby girl, she hoped that she would please Allah and work only for Him just like the prophets before her did. Now it's true, kids, that all the prophets are men. But in our history, there have been great women. And Henna's child would soon grow up to be a great woman for the ages. Maryam. Maryam grew into a lovely young woman who would always do good and always thought about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Prophet Zachariah looked after Maryam. Every time he saw her, she would always have food and sweets. You like sweets, don't you? He would ask her, "Maryam, where did all this lovely food come from?" And Maryam would reply, "It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Oh, that's amazing. Henna prayed to Allah that she would have a special daughter, and Allah answered her prayers. Her daughter Maryam was so special. She was one of the four women who God loved most in the world. She had a son who was Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and there is a surah in the Holy Quran named after her. So you see, children, everything that Henna had prayed for actually came true. MashaAllah, that shows you how strong the prayer of a mother can be. Now, children, before I go, I put my trusty book away. I want you to think about that story. Think about how important your mothers are to you and how hard they try to raise you. And remember, always greet your mother with a smile. Always be close to Allah. And everything you pray for, if you pray for it with a clean heart, inshallah, will come true. Thank you so much. See you next time.